Lord, I'm thankful that they said that you love me, God, so much that you gave Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. To die that I might have eternal life. And I thank you, Lord, that my heart was open enough to receive you. And even though there are pressures coming at me from every side, and sometimes it amazes me the thing the Lord will bring back to my mind hadn't thought about in nearly 50 years. But I mentioned on college campus. Now, I was a pretty young thing. That's what he told me to tell you. I mean, they were snatching at every hand. And here's Jimmy Dale calling me. One night I was in the library. And, you know, we didn't have cell phones. You didn't have the communications like you have now. I'm in the library studying like I do. And somebody said, you got a phone call at the library. It's long distance. Oh, God, who died? I had written in one of those Dear John letters. He said, what's wrong with you? I'm going to phone. But my point is, there were pressures there, even though they're not as much now. But then I didn't know as much word then as you know now. I just knew I loved God and wanted to live for him. You got to know that you love God and you want to live for him, no matter what. Everybody say, no matter what. I choose Jesus. I choose his way. I choose his will. And I shun hell and all its fire. Now know that. That's not what keeps you from going to heaven. Get you into heaven, receive Jesus as your Savior. Don't go receive Jesus, go to hell. But once you're born again, there's a certain lifestyle. That's my honey right there. That's mine. I can't go to somebody else. That's my point. We have been married to Christ, so to speak. So we can have no other God before us. The Bible says you must be born again. So if you are born again, ask your neighbor, are you born again? And if they said yes, good. And if they're not sure, we'll get them born again. Don't let them get out of here without getting born again. So if they're born again and you're born again, then that means I need to equip myself to tell somebody else. Amen? Say, to tell somebody else, you must be born again. And you can have the very best you that's possible. You can be the very best you that you can possibly be, because you will be reshaped into the image of God. You ever seen pottery? When they making pottery, my aunt, my last living aunt that passed back in June, she used to make pottery. She made the most beautiful pottery. I still have a piece or two that she made. But it didn't start out looking like that. You know, they put it on there and they put it on the wheel and they spin the wheel and then it still looks rough. And they shape it and reshape it, and then they paint it and they fire it. Turns out to be something marvelous. And that's you when you put the word in. That's you when you put the word in. You're reshaped from the inside. You think differently. You act differently. You believe differently. You are different. You must be born again. Then once you're born again, it's just so important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Say it again, be filled with the Holy Ghost. And then ask your neighbor, say, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says that we should be filled with the Holy Ghost. And we have learned, those of us who read Kenneth Hagin's book, And it's one of the greatest books I've ever read, Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. We found out the importance of speaking in tongues. I kind of had a little bit of a insight into speaking in tongues. But now I have a great revelation of the importance of speaking in tongues. This message that's coming out of me now, it's not something I have written down. I have just a little bit of an outline and a couple of scriptures, but it's a result of Shabrokonede Bahasta. Lord, what do the people need to hear? Because I don't take it lightly that you've called me to preach the gospel to this congregation today. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's start at verse 15, because that'll take us back to being born again and living for Jesus. If you name the name of Christ, say, I name the name of Christ. You're born again, say, I name the name of Christ. If you're not born again, you can say, I want to name the name of Christ. So if you're born again and you name the name of Christ, there's a certain way you walk, a certain way you talk, a certain way you love, a certain way you are. Hallelujah. 15, he says, see then that you walk circumspectly, King James, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Evil on every hand. And seems like it couldn't get any worse, but the Bible says it'll wax worse and worse. That's why we've got to get more and more and more and more and more and more and more of the word inside our hearts and coming out of our mouth. Now, what you have to remember is on the news, they only report the bad. It's equal amount of good going on in the world. There are people that are helping people on every hand. There are people that are living for God to the best of their ability. So don't be swayed by all you see, but there's still evil on every hand. He said, wherefore be ye not, 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always, giving thanks always, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. And then he goes on to talk about the marriage part. I want to go there, but I'm not supposed to go there now. Listen to what God is saying. He said, I need you. I have called you. I have ordained you. Bishop said it, all of us are called. But he wanted me to emphasize to the ministers, we have taken it too lightly. We have not spent enough time on our face before God, on our knees, in our chair, wherever you pray. Say, God, you sent me to CFC. You called me to preach the gospel to the world. Now, what exactly am I supposed to be doing? And until you get the answer, you stay there. And then once you get the answer, you find out how to get done what God has called you to do. Amen. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. You 20, we know it. The last part of that saying, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Put down Facebook. Put down Twitter. Put down all of that stuff. Turn off Matlock. Show broke on name, my son.